Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not only herself. She boldly shares her journey on this road with others so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts with the world. Woman on Fire North America Tour is looking for sponsors for conferences, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Miami. Contact Allison Harvey at 647-713-3622. WomanOnFire.ca.
Hi, I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I'm here at Woman on Fire's event 2015, and I have with me Alka. Alka, what do you do?
Hi, I'm a fitness instructor in Toronto.
And how long have you been doing that?
We've been doing it for about a year.
And what do you like most about your business, about your business?
Well, I have three passions, and that is dance, fitness, and helping people be the best that they can be.
Fantastic. And this is your first, second, third Woman on Fire Gala event?
Oh, please, that's my second.
And what do you expect for tonight's event?
Well, just to have a fantastic time. I mean, everybody looks amazing. And I think, you know, and Allison, she is a fabulous woman who really sort of captivates and encourages women from all walks of life. And I think that's the main, thing, that everybody just has fun and enjoy Allison's Women on Fire, because we all are.
I want to thank you so much for stopping by, and I know we all are going to have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm here with beautiful, gorgeous, my goodness, you look great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Sure. I am Arlette Davis, also a radio personality at Whistle Radio 102.7 FM. I have a show called Women of Influence that showcases women in the community that are positively leading and inspiring. I am the founder of an organization called Loving Me Today, which is an organization that supports the edification, growth, and empowerment of women in all areas of their lives. Additionally, I freelance as a PR manager, hence the reason I'm here, helping Allison out. And actually, last year I was the first recipient of the Media Award, so I'm so happy to be here in support of Allison and this Woman on Fire North American Tour.
And where can people reach you, Arlette?
They can reach me by going to my website, lovingmetoday.com, Facebook, Twitter. I'm everywhere.
And I know you are, and that's a good thing. I love following you and following about your updates. Now, this is the third, and I can see the most glamorous and the most luxurious Woman on Fire event. What are you expecting for today's event?
Well, I'm expecting high energy. The thing with Allison's events, they may not have tons and hundreds of people, but they have the quality people, and the energy is always high, and you just feel embraced, and you feel empowered, and you feel good, and you leave well connected. So I'm expecting good stuff this year, and I love the venue.
It's a wonderful venue, and I want to thank you so much, Arlette, for spending a couple of minutes with me. I know that you are a co-host as well, and a host, and this is an honor for me to be interviewing you as well. So thank you so much, Arlette, and we have to take a picture together. Hi, I'm your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and now TV show. And I'm here with
Connie McDonald.
Connie McDonald, what do you do?
I'm the owner of Connie's House of Jewelry. I create wearable art.
So for the listeners, when was it that you started doing that?
About a year ago. So I'm very new. A lot of people don't know me. The necklace I'm wearing, I made. And I'm just getting started. I'm getting my website up soon. So you will see me.
Fantastic. And what do you expect for tonight's event?
I expect a lot of networking and getting to know a lot of nice people. Everybody I've met through Allison so far is really, they're great ladies.
Fantastic. Thank you for stopping by, Connie, and I know you will have an awesome day.
Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm here. I'm here with
Donna Angela Bartley.
Hi, Donna. What do you do?
I'm a fashion designer, personal image coach.
I think we will need to get some pictures, Donna.
Wow.
And I think this is going to have to be a TV show because there is no justice. Me doing a radio and not showing the beauty of your dress. This is something that you design yourself?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 40 years.
Wow. How do you manage that? Because, yeah, you look 30 yourself.
Well, I've been doing this from I was a child. Start making from Barbie. I didn't have a Barbie, so I used to imagine a Barbie making all these beautiful little dresses. I used to be inspired by all the magazine I see laminated on the wall of my aunt's sewing room.
That's amazing. Good for you, Donna. Good for you. And I heard you were one of the nominees for tonight. You were nominated. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's a great feeling to know that I'm being nominated. I'm honored for that. That is enough for me because I've been sharing my work exclusively with people. And to be nominated is just an awesome honor.
Thank you so much. And what do you expect for tonight's event?
Well, there is no expectation. It's just being here and knowing I'm a part of a great network of divas, women on fire. And at heart, I'm a woman on fire because the cause. So just being here, I'm just looking for a good time. That's it.
Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you. Hi, I'm the host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. I'm here with Phyllis. Phyllis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do? What is your business? What is it that inspires you?
I am totally caught up with helping the youth of the city. And I've just produced a CD called The Times Table, The Jamaican Way, for children to learn to do their times tables. That's how we learned them in Jamaica. You would go to school and everybody would stand and sing the times table. Twice ones are two, twice twos are four, on and on, all the way through to the 12 times table. And so you knew them. So by the time you got to grade four, if you had, say, 490 divided by 7, you knew that 7 times 7 equals 49. Therefore, 7 into 490 is 7, and you just move the zero up. So that is my absolute focus at the moment. As a retired school teacher with a small business on the side, which is my art business, and now this, which I am very passionate about, very passionate.
And for the listeners out there, perhaps they want to acquire one of your CDs or get in touch with you. Is there a website that we can share with my audience?
I have chosen to put my musical CDs in a barbershop which is on Eglinton called Winston's. So many people have to go to the barber. So it's there. It's the only product that is in there. And I have started an e-commerce shop, Shopify, and I'm also, at the end of the week, setting up with Amazon so that I have tried to touch as many areas as I can. And my website is simply Phyllis Broom Walker. So it's www.phyllisbroomwalker.com. com. Easy to find. I can be found, and I'm also in the phone book because I live here in Toronto.
Now, what do you expect for tonight's Woman on Fire event?
I am so enthusiastic about everything that Allison is doing, and I know for sure I'll come away from this just full of more energy because of this event. And I'm really grateful that she has put all this effort into putting this together.
Phyllis, I want to thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes here at the Woman on Fire event, and all the greatest success with your business, with your CD. I know you will be impacting a lot of children.
Thank you so much for asking me. Have a good day.
I am here with Julian, the wonderful, wonderful Julian. This lady has a big background, but she has a beautiful heart as well, and she has a business, very successful business. I remember interviewing her last year and then from the year before. So, Julian, here you are again, Woman on Fire 2015. What do you expect for today's event?
Today, well, I'm still supporting Allison in her drive, and it all started with 10,000 toys for Haiti. And she's such an amazing woman. So I like to help where I can. And for me, I am actually here doing Legal Shield this weekend. Yes, as one of the group that brought it here. And the reason that I really love it is because there's so much injustice and people can't afford it. So this makes it affordable to have that person that they can call on, that law firm they can call on. And I'm particularly interested in employee benefits for employees. It will be such a relief for them at work to know that their family is okay and they can just call a lawyer just like that.
So for people that are listening to us right now, where can they reach Julian as the law firm person?
My website is Jillian, J-I-L-I-A-N, Savechko, SAWECZKO.com.
Thank you so much, Julian, once more time for spending a couple of minutes with me. You're always so happy, so optimistic, and you are gorgeous today. We have to take a picture. And thank you for stepping by. And I know you will have a great time today.
Oh, and thank you too, Liz. It's been I love meeting you every time you come. You've got a gorgeous smile too. You're so happy.
Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hi, I'm the host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show now. So, I'm here with Lucia. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi, thank you for having me here. Well, I actually started 3 years ago was really when I started my journey. I had been quite overweight, decided that I wanted to get healthy. And that kind of started me on a path of getting healthy, losing weight, and then eventually led into my business, which is what I do. I help others, motivate them to get healthy, whether it be on a weight thing as well as a personal, just to make them feel like, you know, they can accomplish anything. That's one of my businesses. I'm a mom of two as well. My daughter actually won the Young Entrepreneur last year. And I have that one business, but I also have another business as well that I do. I also have a business which is gift baskets, which I've been doing. It's a family business for about 15 years now. But my passion really is helping others to become what they know they can become, which has helped me in my journey, and that's who I am now.
Now, for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, and thanks to the internet, we can help people all over. Can you tell us, where can people reach you?
They can actually reach me on Facebook, which is, I think, the most popular way of reaching me. Facebook, under Lucy Guerrero. They are on Facebook. I also have Twitter as well as Instagram. But the best place is through Facebook. I also have, which is a club, which now I run it from home, called Club Euphoria. And unfortunately, we had some things that we need to close. But I've been running it from home, and all the ladies are coming to my house, and we're still doing the exercise programs, the Zumba, which I've become an instructor for. And yes, and they're getting nutrition there, and more than anything, we do personal development. So really, really help them to be the best they can be in every aspect, in and out.
So Facebook, everyone, and you were here last year for the Women's on Fire. But what do you expect in this year, 2015 Women on Fire?
Yes, actually, I was here last year, and this year I just see how, and I thank Allison, she has grown hugely. The Women on Fire, I think, is just an inspiration for many women to really be that impact in the world that we need. And what I love is she's taken it a little bit further. She's actually given us 3 days where she's given us coaching. We've had amazing speakers that have come in to just help us also get a little further than where we are already, not only in our business, but ourselves as well as our personal, who we are and who we want to be and who we were meant to be here in this world, really. And that, and we had a replenish night last night, actually, which was wonderful. So it was just a women sitting together, enjoying time together, and sharing who we are and what we do, as well as where we want to go.
I want to thank you for spending a couple of minutes and sharing with us, and I know that today is going to be an amazing day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous Susan Brady, and she is here for the very first time, if I'm not mistaken, a Woman on Fire. So, Susan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm the Make Six Figures Working From Home coach. I've been an entrepreneur now for 17 years, and I love teaching women and inspiring women that if I can do this, anybody can do this. So I work with women all over the globe, helping them to get really clear on their message, identify who their target market is, and help them monetize that gift that they have inside of them so they can bring change to the world.
Now, one good thing about this lady, she was corporate. She was already making big money. Now, can you imagine yourself having that good job, J-O-B, just over broke, and decided, well, I think I can do better than that. Now, if you are looking or listening to us right now and thinking, wow, can that be possible?
Absolutely can be possible. However, there's a couple tricks to that, Lizzie. One of the things I would suggest you do is never leave your job to start your business, because building a business is expensive. It takes money. You cannot build a business for free. So I always say work them side by side for a short period of time. And for me, when I decided to make the transition, Lizzie, that short period of time was 6 months. I was willing to do both for 6 months.
Very impressive for somebody who was able to accomplish so much in so short time. So if you can do it, I think our viewers also can. Now, you are one of the speakers here at Woman on Fire. How does that feel?
It's awesome. I always say that women have a spark inside. Not enough of them are bringing that spark and that light to the world. So when Allison created this event, Woman on Fire, it's about time that women stepped up and really light that fire within them. And because when they shine their light, they will help others to see that light within themselves.
I so agree. And what do you expect for tonight's Woman on Fire event?
Just I'm excited to help celebrate with amazing women that have stepped outside their comfort zone, that are really putting all their gifts in helping other women. But not only that, stepping into their power, Lizzie, and doing whatever it takes. It takes stepping outside that comfort zone, and that's exactly what these women have done. So I'm excited to be here to celebrate with them tonight.
Stepping out of your comfort zone. Love it. Love it. And where can people find you?
They can find me at susan-brady.com.
Very easy. And this is recorded and this is videotaped, so I will have the name down here at the website for you guys to contact her. I want to thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with me and chatting, and I know you're going to be a great speaker. Can't wait to hear it.
Thank you, Lizzie, and we'll see you all later. Bye-bye.
I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie TV Show and also the TV Show Now. I'm here with
Stephanie Bendel, the runner-up for Community Activist Award.
Wow, congratulations. Your name again?
Stephanie Bendel.
Stephanie, what do you do?
I am a pageant queen for Miss World City Queen second runner-up 2015. And what I do is I volunteer my help to organizations, mainly for depression, suicide, and abuse women and children, as they need help because it's very difficult getting over that and and being a past suffering, I know how hard it is to get over that past abuse and depression.
Well, good for you that you experienced something negative in your life and now you turn it into something positive. Congratulations. And what do you expect, Stephanie, for today's event, Woman on Fire? Is this your first time?
Yes, it is my first time. What I would be expecting is for people to be aware of certain charities and to actually open their eyes.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Stephanie, and I know you're going to have a good time.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Okay, bye.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.